everybody from Via Dalmacia High School. It's 22 p.m. and you are listening to our school radio program on Radio Alfares. The bilingual students at FIRST of ESO are talking about food around the world and traditional Christmas dishes and curiosities. We are very happy to be here, and we are also very happy because our Christmas holidays are about to begin. Let's start with Hector and Manuel. They'll talk about some eating habits around the world.
Outside is frightful, but the fire.
What do we eat? Everyone has different eating habits and opinion about food. It depends on culture, taste, the place you live, religion, and what food is available to you. The food you eat is not the same as your parents and grandparents ate when they were young, but food is always enjoyed all around the world.
Yes. It's part of social living, given as present and used to improve health. But, as you know, food varies around the world. Every country has its own local cuisine, eating and timetables. For example, in China, you should leave a small amount of food and eating on your plate. If you finish everything and you send it, the insulting message that not. And all food was served to you.
Or what about burping after having lunch in some countries as a way of saying thank you for the food?
Everything is delicious. Now, Sir and Javier are talking about traditional Christmas food around the world.
From KFC to pudding, Christmas dinner tradition couldn't be more different across the globe. Here, a look at all other cultures celebrate Christmas, and if you want, you can incorporate into your own tradition.
Christmas in Australia is often very hot because it's summer, so it's not unusual to have a traditional Christmas meal of croquettes, which ham and pork on a local beach or having a made picnic.
Yes, Javier, it's quite fun to go shopping wearing sword or to see Santa arriving on a surfboard.
And do you know that in Italy they celebrate a dinner called the Feast of the Seven Feasts? It includes seven different kinds of seafood. Many families know species receive passed down from generation to generation.
Yes, Javi, there is no meat in it. And what about our Spanish tradition of eating 12 rays to the times of the clock at midnight on New Year's Eve?
Sira, can you always finish all of them on time? That means good luck!
Classmates Andrea and Carla have brought some easy Christmas recipes just if you want to cook something different for Christmas Eve.
As we are sweet tooth, we have chosen a dessert. It's typical dessert from Australia. They are chocolate crackers. It's not difficult to make, and you can involve kids too. You need 1 cup of powdered sugar, half a cup cocoa powder, 4 cups of crispy rice cereal, 1 cup of unsweetened coconut, and finally 10 ounces of coconut oil.
Once we have the ingredients, we shall follow the following instructions. First, sift together the powdered sugar and cocoa powder into a large bowl. Stir in the crispy rice and dry coconut. Second, melt the coconut oil in a small saucepan over low flame. Stir the dry ingredient into coconut oil until well mixed. Third, scoop a small portion of the cream mix into paper muffin cups. Chill in the refrigerator until filled and serve.
It's mouth-watering. Perhaps we should translate the recipe into Spanish. Finally, Alejandra and Maria are telling us some curiosities and facts about Christmas food.
Do you know that famous candy canes were first made because sugar was thought to be good for people suffering sniffles?
And that more than 1.5 million candy canes are made every year during these festivities?
Alejandro, how many turkeys are consumed at Christmas every year?
You can never imagine, Maria. 22 million turkeys are consumed every year. Do you know that some parts of the Christmas tree are eatable?
Yes, many parts of the Christmas tree are eatable, and it's considered unlucky to cut a mince pie with a knife.
Okay, guys, that's enough for today. We should come again to our school radio program, and we also should wish our listener
Merry Christmas and Bon Appetit!